20 minutes now after 5 o'clock, and you got it on KHOM Radio Without the Rules, and joining me by telephone is Ryan, who's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service out on Woodley Island. Ryan, thank you so much for holding. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I wanted to just check in with you and sort of see where things stand. As I look at the NEXRAD radar, it looks like most of the really significant rain activity is sort of moved out of our area, but you would know that better than I. Where do we stand?
Yeah, that is correct. The most of the heavy rain is now moved inland into the interior portions of Humboldt County, Trinity, and Mendocino. And we're going to see that continue for the next 24, 36 hours. I mean, we see rain falling in that area. And that's why we're really concerned about the rivers, because heavy rain is going to be falling on the upper reaches of the Eel and Van Dusen rivers.
Okay, so I've had a few calls from folks who are saying, well, you know, it looks like the rain is sort of moving off, and we really didn't get all that much, so why is there all this worry about flooding? And it's because rain is falling elsewhere, right?
Right, it's going to be falling up in the upper reaches of the river. And what we're also going to have is another storm system come up our coast and actually re-intensify that rain across the interior and pull it back a little bit further north. So that with all that combined, that's why we're really concerned about the rivers rising rapidly later tonight and then into tomorrow.
When is that next storm system supposed to hit us?
That's coming in just now. It's already starting to form off the coast, and that's going to bring the potential for some more gusty winds along the coast tomorrow morning, and then the rain across the interior.
Okay, so what I see from your website is a forecast for the Eel River at Fernbridge to go over flood stage sometime early tomorrow afternoon and stay over flood stage for a little while. Is that's still the prediction?
Yes, the rain that we've seen already through today has matched what we were predicting. So at this point, we're still thinking everything's online. We'll have another river flood forecast coming out at 9 p.m. To update everything. But right now, everything still is on target, and I was just looking at the most recent curves on the rivers, you know, how the rivers are moving, and the South Fork at Miranda is already starting to rise.
There are flood warnings issued for a couple different places at Fernbridge, Scotia, and Bridgeville and Miranda, but from the text, it looks as if the one where the most significant flooding is expected is at Fernbridge. Is that correct?
Correct. Well, correct. It'll be flooding the highway there, which can strand people on the other side there in Ferndale. So that's the main issue there, is that the highway will be closed. But we're also looking, in the Van Dusen near Grizzly Creek, flooding Highway 36, closures on the Avenue of the Giants down near Miranda. So there's lots of different issues over the next 24 hours.
And the flooding obviously will take place at different times at different locations,
correct.
But is it mostly, we're looking at mostly tomorrow afternoon?
Correct. Along 36, it will actually start to rise tonight. We're looking at flood stage being reached at 3 a.m. So people driving on that highway need to be cautious and be looking out to see if there's, the road might be closed and there might be water on the roadway, so you need to be very careful. Yeah, even though we're getting light rain here, it doesn't mean that the rivers aren't going to rise. And, some of these peaks are actually going to happen after we're seeing most of the rain over with, here along the coast. So don't be surprised when the river starts to rise, even when the rain's not really falling here on the coast.
One of the things that I was thinking about yesterday as I was looking at the predictions was that we were going to have a lot of difficulty because of the wind with downed power lines and trees and so forth. And that didn't seem to happen too much. Is the wind forecast different than what was expected?
Over what happened today, yeah, the winds were a little lighter. We had gusts of 50 miles an hour, and I think we were expecting 60 up in the mountains. But we still had gusts of 55 almost in Crescent City. And when this next low moves in, we'll see another period of gusty conditions. Nothing like it looks like now, maybe not in the 70-mile-an-hour range. But still, we've had reports of some power outages across the area. But now, yeah, we're really concentrating on this heavy rain event.
Okay. And so the high winds, if they come, will be overnight?
Yes, it'll be overnight into the morning hours. The best chances will be near Crescent City and then maybe Trinidad, right along the immediate coast and then up in the mountains.
Okay. All right, Ryan. Well, we know that you're super busy down there and really, really appreciate your taking some time to talk to us.
So
thanks very much.
No problem.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay.